Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's talk some Super Bowl props next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers, and I'm joined by Sia Najat of the FFT DFS podcast. You can get the last two DFS pod episodes of the season next week, Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. on YouTube and on the FFT DFS podcast feed. It's the last DFS show of the year. We're going to talk next week about some DFS showdown lineups, but this week we're going to talk some betting. And the first thing I want to ask you, Sia, game has an over-under 50.5. That's pretty high. Eagles are favored by 1.5. Both these teams sport identical 14-3 records. They were the number one seeds in their respective conferences. It kind of ended up being a little bit of a chalky postseason, although, you know, if you were actually following it, Mahomes' ankle injury, Brock Purdy's injury, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of different ways we got to the two number one seeds going up against each other. And, you know, the Chiefs have faced the tougher test in this postseason. So it is a little surprising that the Eagles are favored by 1.5 in this one. You know, obviously the Eagles got to face Daniel Jones and then the kind of injured Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson combination last week on their way to the Super Bowl. Do you buy the idea that the Eagles haven't really been tested this season?
Well, it's funny because it was Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson, but then it was like nobody. I mean, it was like a half where they were pretty much playing without a quarterback. So, I think two things can be true. I think you can make the argument that the Eagles haven't been tested like the Chiefs or some of the other elite teams in the NFL, and that the Eagles are an elite team and that they're better than the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, you can be not be tested and still be the best team in the NFL. Now, if the question is exclusively, have the Eagles been tested like a normal playoff team has been heading to the Super Bowl, then the answer, of course, is no. But I don't take any credit away from the Eagles. Yep. That's not the Eagles forcing anything. That's just great circumstances for them.
And it's not like they squeaked by the 49ers with Brock Purdy injured. You know, they beat them soundly. And then that's what this team has done. They beat the Giants soundly. Like, this is not a team that has struggled to get to where they are. Yes, they've had some, you know, easier matchups throughout the season, especially in the postseason, but they've taken care of business. That's what you expect a good team to do. Let's pivot to some of those prop bets. We'll have more to talk about next week. We'll have a lot to talk about next week, but see, what's a play that you're looking to play this year for the Super Bowl?
There's a few plays that I've already played, and there's a few that I have my eye on. The ones I have my eye on, we can probably talk about next Thursday when we do this very same show. But the plays that I've already made bets on, and one of these is actually out on Sportsline right now. Actually, two of them are probably out on Sportsline, but one what was my pick, and the other one's Mike McClure's pick. My pick is Devontae Smith over 61.5 receiving yards. Actually, my play was 62.5 receiving yards. It has since gone down in some markets to 61.5. It opened at 63.5. It went down to 62.5, then 61. Listen, this is just one of those situations. I think it will end up going back right back up to 63.5 before game time, if not 64. I think Devontae Smith, listen, when you think of the Eagles, it's a condensed target share. That's what we love about props. Mm-hmm. When we can focus on, there's three guys that are going to be catching the ball for the most part. It's Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith. In Devontae Smith's case, he has really sailed over this yardage total. I mean, sailed over it. And if you take last week away, which was a weird game because the Eagles didn't really have to play in the second half, he's hit this in six out of his last seven and really truly sailed over it. So this is one of those situations where with a condensed target share, I think Devontae Smith, if his target share is anywhere close to what it's been in the last seven games, he's going to sail over this because honestly, he only needs four or five catches to get this. His receiving prop right now from a reception standpoint is 5.5 and it's juiced to the under. So let's put him at five catches. I think he sails over 61 or 62.5 receiving yards, wherever you get it.
Yeah, he got there. Each of the final six games of the season, weeks 13 through 18, didn't get there the last two games. But like you mentioned, this hasn't been a situation where the Eagles have been forced to throw the way you would expect them to against the Chiefs. You know, they beat the Giants by 31. They beat the 49ers by 24. I think Jalen Hurts hasn't even thrown 50 passes in the playoffs so far total. You know, he probably won't throw 50 in this game, but he'll probably be over where he's been the last couple of games. And so that's where I think this is a pretty good value. What about some other plays for you?
Yeah, a couple other ones. I've got Isaiah Pacheco over 12 and a half receiving yards. Now, this is not my play, although I absolutely support it, but it's Mike McClure's play. We did a mega preview with so many people, Larry Harstein, RJ White, Jonathan Coachman, Mike McClure, myself, Prop Stars. And one of the plays that Mike mentioned was Isaiah Pacheco over 12 and a half receiving yards. Now, conventionally, we see Jerick McKinnon as the pass catching running back, but it just hasn't been the case over the last 2 weeks. And Pacheco has really proven he can take that role, not outright take it from Jerick McKinnon, but at least assume that role to a large degree. Super efficient last week. He sailed over 12 and a half receiving yards last week, as everybody knows. But I think more importantly, he caught 5 out of 6 targets. So, I mean, he's showing the efficiency and he's giving Mahomes and Andy Reid and really everybody, the OC, confidence that he's actually going to be, you know, an asset in the receiving game. So this prop is now 14 and a half in some places. And I asked Mike McClure during our FFT DFS show, which we just wrapped. He said he'd play this up to like 17 and a half, 16 and a half. So I think you're still getting a pretty good value at 14 and a half. And Isaiah Pacheco, I think, will sail over this. And don't forget, there's not a lot of receivers that are healthy for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. We'll have to check that next Thursday in terms of Juju and Kadarius Toney specifically. It doesn't look like McColl's going to play, but they're going to need their pass catching running backs. The last one for now is Patrick Mahomes' longest rush under 11 and a half yards. You could take his rushing yard total under if you want, because that's really been coming in lately. And part of the reason is because of that high ankle sprain. But in this case, against that Eagles defense, listen, I know it's the Super Bowl and he's going to be running and grinding for every single yard. But with that ankle, I just don't see him assuming much of a rushing role, much of a getting out of a pocket role. And if he does, I think it will be under 11 and a half rushing yards. So that's another one I really like.
Yeah, I mean, we saw last week he played through the injury. He's going to have that extra week to get healthy. But we saw multiple times last week where he tried to scramble, he tried to move, and you saw him start to hop. You know, that injury clearly wasn't 100%. And high ankle sprains, you know, he's different. You know, he seems to play through injuries that would set other guys on the sidelines, but that doesn't mean he's 100%. And I don't think it's going to mean he's 100% even with the extra week off, just because high ankle sprains are really, really tricky injuries and you can re-aggravate them very easily. So I think that's a good call. It's definitely something to watch as we, you know, look ahead to the Chiefs offense in the Super Bowl, because Patrick Mahomes probably still going to be somewhere less than 100%, might be 90%, probably won't be 100%. So that's going to do it for the FFT in 5 podcast. We'll be back next week, talk more Super Bowl preview. We'll see you then.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.